Welcome to the weekly podcast from Christ Community Church. If you would like more information about this podcast or Christ Community Church, please visit our webpage at www.gochristcommunity.com. Blessings and enjoy the sermon.
I'd like to welcome our student pastor today. He will be Stephen Hutzel, and he'll be preaching with you guys today, so enjoy.
Thanks, man. How are you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
All right, so I got to ask, same thing I asked at first service is, you know, I had a plan, and I had a sermon, and I was ready, and then last night, God was like, nah, you're going to say something else. So some of this was literally finalized at midnight last night, so bear with me. And so as he was saying, not only am I not the faux pastor, I'm junior faux pastor Stephen, so very prestigious. So anyway, you know, I was kind of thinking, you know, what to share, and it's been the same kind of concept, but you know, the one I just felt shared to tell you about, you know, being filled with Christ and being on fire for Christ. You know, one thing about this church that attracted me and that, you know, kept me here is the enthusiasm and the love for Christ and the spirit that is moving in this church. You know, I've been to many churches since I was born, and you know, they're all great churches, but I just never felt anything like I felt this church, and it's just amazing. You know, it's funny, the word enthusiasm is actually made up of two Greek words, en, which is in, and then theos, which is God, you know. So if you're thinking about it, if you're truly enthusiastic, and if you have enthusiasm, you're in God, and God is in you, you know. So I was told I said you know a lot the last service, so if I start saying that, just throw something at me. So I don't know, I just, what a better topic, you know, for the youth and for, you know, adults too. As a youth group, you know, if you're on fire, people are going to see that. You know, your peers at school, the people on your soccer team, football team, whatever, they're going to see that. But also as a adult group, it's a great thing to do, you know. And so let's just jump right in. I was just going to start you by telling you, you know, I used to be so lukewarm for Christ. And that, if that is confusing, it's actually comes from a passage in Revelation 3:15 through 16, which essentially just says, well, not essentially, it says, I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. And I would rather you were cold or hot, so that because thou art lukewarm, neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. You know, God would rather you're one or the other. He doesn't want in the middle. You know, and I was there, you know, every week. You know, you go to school, hung out with the bad crowd, you know, was doing worldly things, just not doing the right thing. But every Sunday, you know, get on your nice clothes, put on your church face, and go to church, you know. And that is not what God was wanting, you know. I told you, I'm going to say it every sentence. Anyway. And before I get too much into this, I just want to say that you can't, I don't want this to be about doing works to get to heaven. You can't do that. That's not what this is about. But at the same time, Christ does want his children to walk a certain way. He has a plan for your life, and he has a way that he wants you to live. So I think it's in our best interest to live that way. You know, and so I come from Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. You know, if you're going to the grocery store, it might seem simple, but if you're going with God and you're allowing him to burn through your life, maybe that's going to show, and other people are going to follow, or other people are going to recognize that. And, you know, maybe you're going to help the homeless, and that's a great thing, but you got to make sure you're going with Christ, and you're doing it with all your might, right? So, also in Romans 12:11, it says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Spiritual fervor, that's a crazy thing that hit me. It's like, your fervor, you're intensely, and it's passion, you know, you have a spiritual intenseness or a passion for the Spirit, right? And so, you just go, if you're going through life with that spiritual fervor and just living life like that, guys, the Holy Spirit is going to fill you. So, we just decided to try to find a few easy steps for how to be on fire for Christ. Just real simple. The first thing, and this is something that not necessarily you have to do for this. This is something that every Christian has to do, and that's you have to surrender yourself to Christ, guys. You have to fully be committed with everything you do in Christ. You know, whatever you're doing, whatever you have, you have to be ready to fully commit that to God and just completely surrender that. And then it can't be something, if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and you want to be on fire for Christ, it can't be something that you do out of need, like you feel like you need to do it or it feels like a requirement, because that's not what God wants either. God just wants a relationship with you. And so you just have a willing heart and be ready, and you can't do it yourself, but He will do it for you. It says in the Bible, you know, in Hebrews 12:29, our God is a consuming fire. So if you will open yourself up to Him and, you know, surrender your life and just let Him take that, He'll consume you and He'll burn you into a, you know, what He would have you to be. And secondly, it's got to be something that you pursue. It can't be something that you do for one day and then you're just like, oh, and then next week it's like, oh, where'd that go? You know, I just did it and now it's not here, you know. It's got to be something that you want after, you know. If you want money, you're going to go to a job every day and you do work, right? But if you're, same thing, if you want Christ to fill you and you just want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and have that spiritual fire inside you, it's got to be something you pursue every day, just with your life, you know, being in the Word, praying and worshiping Him, you know, and to be, like, and like I've said a few times, but to be truly filled with the whole, like, with God's fire is just to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, he's always working, and He's always working behind the scenes, but He has a plan for your life that if you open up to Him, He will do through you. He'll work amazing things through you. You know, just imagine the work that could be done with the whole church. We just, you know, lit up for Christ and just got on fire, and we went out and furthered the kingdom. How amazing that would be. You know, I was doing some research, and I found this story from Billy Sunday, and what a great preacher. You know, Billy Sunday's one of the best evangelists out there you'll ever hear from. But he told a story about, there's a church and it was on fire, you know, and everyone's running to the church to help put it out. Well, among the people running to help put it out is a well-known atheist. Like, this guy, everyone in the town knows he's an atheist. He's not ashamed of it, and they know. Well, he's running to go put it out. One of the, you know, wisecracks in the crowd's like, hey, this is weird. We've never seen you at the church. Well, he has the perfect reply. The atheist says, well, this is the first time I've ever seen a church on fire. Thanks. So, I mean, and that's a funny story, but at the same time, it should be ringing true. Because, guys, if you're on fire and you are, you know, allowing God to fill you and the Holy Spirit to fill you, guys, people recognize that. An empty furnace is useless. It's not doing anything. It's not warming anybody up. It's not, and you know, it's useless. Who wants an empty furnace? Just the same, a cold church and, you know, like a lifeless church is not going to attract anybody, and it's useless. And I promise, I'm not saying that bad about this church. This church is probably the most Spirit-filled church I've ever been at, okay? Congrats, you guys. Anyway, moving forward, it's always great to grow in that. So, guys, we can be that church. I mean, and we're you guys are already there. Like I said, this church is what attracted me, is your enthusiasm and you're on fire for God. But just the work that we could get done if we all just lit up, and I feel like I'm repeating myself, but it's a good thing to do. You know, and I'm sorry. This is a short message. It's my first time, so bear with me. But as I wrap up, I'd like to tell a story out of Luke. And it's from Luke 10, and it's when Jesus, he's traveling, and he goes to the house of Mary and Martha. They're sisters, and he goes inside, and he sits down. Well, Martha, right away, you know, she's on fire for the Lord. So she jumps up, she goes, she starts cleaning, starts making him food, making sure he's comfortable, getting all this stuff done. Well, Mary sits down right at his feet, and he just sits there and listens and allows God to pour into her life and just allows him to tell his stories and build her up. Well, they're sisters, so, I mean, you got to expect this. Martha's like, what the heck, man? I'm doing all the work. And so, you know, she asks Jesus, she's like, wouldn't you rather her jump up and, you know, come with me, help me fix your meal, make sure you're comfortable and all that stuff? And Jesus' reply is amazing, you know. And these are all my words, guys. This is not in the Bible like this. But, you know, which is better? Is serving God and you know, going out and, you know, maybe metaphorically cooking him a meal any better than sitting there and building a relationship and growing in him? See, I say that to say is, you know, maybe for you, being on fire for the Christ is being in your word and praying and constantly seeking a relationship with God. Maybe that's on fire. That's you being on fire, and that is great. But also maybe for you being on fire is going to Syria, you know, risking your life daily just to further his kingdom. You can't compare your spiritual war or your spiritual growth with other Christians. You know, your on fire for the Lord is going to be different. Yours is going to be different than hers. Yours is going to be different than his, you know. So just give God what you have, and he'll use it. So as we're ending up, we're going to have another song in a second. But I just wanted to say, you know, one more thing that is, God put it on my heart last week. And so we serve a God that built, with his words, he built a planet that is perfectly and scientifically balanced and works perfectly, that surrounds a ball of fire in a galaxy bigger than our mind's comprehension. And not only that, that galaxy is in a sea of other thousands of galaxies. Immense, this huge thing, and this God that created it with his mind, it worked with his mouth, you know? But he took the time to create every single one of you, and he created you different, and he takes the time to know you. I mean, it literally says he knows the number of the hairs on your head. So, as we sing this next song, I just want you to think about, you know, God loves you, and he's definitely worthy of everything that you've got, to praise him, to worship him, you know, to be on fire for him. He's definitely worthy for that. But at the same time, thinking about that, it should make you want to serve him. Like, this, he's so big, but he cares about you. He cares about every single one of you, and he loves you so much. So as we finish up, I'm going to be up here for prayer. I'll call you. You guys want to pray? Cool beans. We'll be up here for prayer if you guys want prayer, but I just challenge you for this song to give yourself up to God and just let him, you know, start a fire in your heart and just set a foundation in him to where you can grow and be on fire for him. Because as a church, there's nothing better. Oh, and please stand while we worship this song. Thanks, guys.
Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. And holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. And holy, there is no one like you. There is no beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Upon your love, it is a fire. place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. So set a fire down in my soul. I can't contain that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul. I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more. Come on, lift it up. Set a fire down in my soul. I can't contain that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul. I can't contain that I can't control. I want more of you, God. And I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. And I will put my trust in I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. No place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love.
Wonderful message from Stephen today. We just ask that we would take this to heart and that we would take it out where we go, into our jobs, into our schools, into wherever we may go, God. Just help us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Be on fire for you, eagerly pursuing you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys are dismissed. Go love.